Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. And welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into something super important, self-kindness and compassion. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like that inner voice is constantly nagging you, pointing out every little flaw? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a break, you just spiral into a pit of self-doubt and negativity? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-kindness isn't some fluffy, touchy-feely concept. It's about treating yourself with the same care, understanding, and respect you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So, how do we actually practice this self-compassion thing? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. Number 1. Ditch the perfectionism trap. Let's face it, striving for perfection is a recipe for disaster. It sets us up for constant disappointment and leaves us feeling inadequate. You know what's way more fulfilling? Embracing imperfections, our own and everyone else's. Celebrate your unique quirks, laugh at your mistakes, and remember that progress isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up and doing your best. Number 2. Silence. That inner critic. That voice in your head can be brutal, right? Telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy enough. But guess what? You have the power to silence it. When those negative thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over. Challenge them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Number 3. Practice gratitude. This one might sound simple, but it's seriously powerful. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend. These little things add up and can shift your entire perspective. Number 4. Be kind to your body. Treat your body with the respect it deserves. Fuel it with nourishing foods, get enough sleep, move your body in ways that feel good, and listen to its signals when it needs a break. Remember, your body is your temple. Take care of it. Number 5. Practice forgiveness, yourself included. Holding on to grudges, especially against yourself, can be seriously draining. Learn to forgive your past mistakes and move forward with compassion. Everyone makes them. It's part of being human. Embrace the lessons learned and keep growing. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're about to give an important presentation at work. You've been preparing for weeks, but now your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic is going wild. It's telling you you're going to mess up, everyone will judge you, and you'll be a complete disaster. Now, if you're caught in the grip of self-criticism, it's easy to let those negative thoughts take over and sabotage your confidence. But what if, instead of fighting them, you practiced a little self-compassion? You could say something like, "It's okay to feel nervous. This is a big moment, and I'm doing my best." You can acknowledge your feelings without letting them control you. Remember that everyone gets nervous sometimes, even the most seasoned speakers. This act of self-kindness can make all the difference in how you approach the presentation. It allows you to show up with authenticity and confidence, knowing that you're capable and worthy, regardless of the outcome. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Self-kindness isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer to someone you care deeply about. Remember, you deserve to feel good about yourself, imperfections and all. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you had any experiences where practicing self-compassion has made a difference? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter and join me every day as we navigate life with more awareness, intention, and a whole lot of kindness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.